You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
This is 76ers Rewind. Time now to listen back to post-game reaction from the team's most recent game.
Minus two-fifths of the starting lineup. No Joel Embiid, no Jimmy Butler. Yet the 76ers hit the road and the American Airlines Center in Dallas to take down the Dallas Mavericks on the second game of a short three-game road trip here towards the end of the season. Unfortunately, they fall short. 122-102, hello all. This is the Sixers post-game show right here on the Sixers Radio Network. I'm Devon Givens with you. Game number five games now remaining on the regular season after this game here, again against the Dallas Mavericks as the 76ers fall, and their record now drops to 49-28. Dallas Mavericks improved to 31-46 after a back-to-back night for them, coming up real strong in the second quarter with 41 points and continuing on grabbing hold of the basketball game en route to, again, a 20-point victory over the visiting Philadelphia 76ers. As we do head back to American Airlines Center and check in with the man who called the game live from Dallas, Texas, that will be Tom McGinnis. And Tom, a couple of days off since the Saturday win over the Minnesota Timberwolves, looking to again regain some of that steam that we thought the 76ers could en route to closing the season down properly, unfortunately fall short with two of their starters out tonight.
Yeah, really. So not 2 days off, though, in honest sincerity, just because, you know, yesterday travel and you get here and you play.
Sure.
And that's the rhythm of the schedule, not to correct, but just, you know, game, day off. And that's how it goes typically after the All-Star break. And a lot of them have been on the road. And, yeah, no, the Sixers, pretty good start. J.J. was on fire, up by five, and then things just completely fell flat. And, again, like my thought coming in is – a lot of these guys who played well in Dallas when they came in, it was the second night of a back-to-back, if I recall correctly, when they were in Philadelphia, and their reserves showed a lot of spirit and fight and helped them back, even though the Sixers won the game. And without Luka and without, you know, a lot of different players, including Hardaway and others for Dallas, those guys were going to be prominent players in the game. And Powell and Jalen Brunson played well. Dorian Finney-Smith, I mean, Kleber. How about Salah Mesri had a career night? So those guys, they're playing with confidence. And, again, these are NBA players, and they're given an opportunity here, even though their season is winding down. They're actually probably not trying to win. I mean, as an organization, they're probably hoping to get into that mix for the top three and the right to make one of those top picks. So – but that's not how the players think, you know, and they're, you got to give them credit. They played well, and the Sixers just, like I said, they fell flat, and, you know, in the one quarter, but it was such a wide disparity, 41-18, that was the game.
Absolutely, and with J.J. Redick getting things going early on, it appeared, as you pointed out, that they would have things in their favor. But sliding back to the Dallas Mavericks side and players getting the best of their opportunity, Dennis Smith has moved on the trade deadline. Jalen Brunson, of course, the Villanova product, and you see him out there playing 18 minutes and 55 seconds tonight, but he made the most of it as he started since Dennis Smith has moved on with 13.7 assists tonight and just running a very good offense, no turnovers, and just flowing everything for this basketball.
Yeah, let's talk about Jalen Brunson for a little bit. The 33rd pick, right? I mean,
yes.
Last year, one of the best players in college basketball. I mean, did he not win most outstanding tournament player in the – well, I mean, I guess in the final game it was the young guy from Wilmington, but I mean, from Delaware.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah. But, I mean, come on. We all watch Jalen Brunson, and it's almost like Deshaun Watson. Isn't that the quarterback?
Houston Texans.
Yeah, and then he was with Clemson, and you're like, good is good. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes these players and these personnel types get so wrapped up in size or this, that, and the other, when if you're, you know, and look, Brunson's really good. You could be called the other rookie on their team, with Luka obviously taking top honors, not unlike maybe Herter down in Atlanta with Trae Young, and he's really good, and he's just so effective, and he's not the fastest player, but he knows how to play the angles. He's really good off the bounce, and he was terrific. He really led their offense, even though his numbers weren't, you know, gaudy, like 30 points or whatever. He's just a really good player, and it just shows you sometimes I think some, you know, the upside is so, the emphasis is on that so much with these young players. Well, here's a guy, you know, who didn't play a long time at Villanova but was so effective and is obviously going to be a really good pro player.
Yeah, 3 years, two national championships, and certainly a lot to be happy about. And now getting an opportunity with the Dallas Mavericks. Tom McGinnis live from the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, site of the Sixers' loss 122-102. And Tom, with the offense being featured, as Brett Brown pointed out to you and a lot of the others during the pregame coverage, Tobias Harris with 25 points, 10 of 19. And you got to see him work a lot in the isolation and some pick and roll as well. And if this is something that we can possibly see going forward as the postseason nears, with the regular offense that they have going on, the Sixers should have something really good going for them.
Well, and Harris has that capability. He kind of took over the role that the Sixers handled with Jimmy Butler at times when they give Butler the ball and let him come out top and have it. And Harris showed more than capable of that. I don't know with Jimmy and Joel out there that you would do that, but there's certainly maybe times when it would be just Tobias with that group out there with Ben and JJ and whatnot. But, you know, listen, it's hard. I realize the Sixers are resting Joel and trying to make themselves completely ready for the playoffs, but, and Brett Brown has talked a lot in recent days about securing the third spot and getting rest, but it's tough when you play with a group, and obviously Jimmy out with the back here. Where, come on, the Sixers didn't even look that good tonight, and yet you're going into the playoffs as one of the top seeds, and I get it. They're a whole different team, and maybe on Thursday we'll see it, and they'll have, just like they did against Boston, an incredible performance and a really terrific victory. When you think about it, that Boston game, that literally made the Sixers season. I mean, they put themselves in position. But that's the difference right now between third and fourth or fifth. And obviously those two teams, Indiana and Boston, struggled. So, you know, I know when the Sixers are whole and healthy, it's a whole different group. But, boy, it's tough. I mean, to see a performance like this flat and beaten by a Dallas team that has struggled mightily since the All-Star break, and they come in and really kind of blow you out. You know what I'm saying? It's a little unsettling.
Especially after the game last night that they had.
Yeah, it's just, and I get it, but it's like we've said before. I mean, you know, I watched the Warriors the other night, bang, bang, bang. They make threes, and a nine-point game's tied. The Sixers don't have that explosive capability, and that's in a given game. But also, you know, in a larger sense, like over the course, they're just not that type of team. And maybe with Joel and Jimmy, everything's going to be fine, and I'm sure it will be, but it's tough. Here you are, like you say, five games to go, and you're seeing performances like this. And again, it's based on personnel and who's out there. But it's tough. It's certainly not going perfectly in that regard. Just from my own personal opinion, it's hard to see a game like this. And I thought this might be a tough game, but I did not think it would be a 20-point defeat.
Yeah, certainly would like a better performance coming off the Minnesota win and a chance to, again, as you pointed out, get closer to locking down that third seed. But, Tom, we'll definitely look forward to speaking to you on Wednesday again live from Atlanta, where the Hawks just stay pesky against these 76ers, and I'm sure they'll give them another game as the season ends from, what is it, the State Farm Arena now?
It is the State Farm, yes.
Yeah, how about that? Well, Tom, have a great night, and we will talk to you again live from Atlanta on Wednesday.
All right. Good night, Devon.
You got it. Tom McGinnis live from American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, where the 76ers dropped their 28th loss of the season, 122-102 at the hands of the Dallas Mavericks with a game-high 26 from J.J. Redick. Got rolling in the first half with 21 points in the first half for the Philadelphia 76ers. Only scored 5 in the second half for them. But again, as Tom pointed out, things just really got out of hand as the second quarter was really big with 41 points for the Dallas Mavericks to the 18. Dallas also had a 26-8 run to end the second quarter against the Philadelphia 76ers to go up 18 going into the locker room. So that really did help the Dallas Mavericks separate themselves from the 76ers. 25 points from Tobias Harris, as mentioned, with 6 rebounds as well in his 33 minutes and 41 seconds, which was a team high for Philadelphia. Justin Jackson, a solid second half, really exploded with 24 points to lead the Dallas Mavericks on 7 of 11 shooting from the field, 3 of 6 from behind the three-point line, getting to the free throw line 8 times, converting 7 of those for the Dallas Mavericks. On the other side, we will continue to hear the voice of Tom McGinnis, this time in audio fashion, of course, with the highlights coming up right here on the Sixers postgame show here on the Sixers Radio Network.
Club 76 is the official season ticket waiting list of the Philadelphia 76ers. Get priority access for 2019-2020 season tickets by signing up for either Club 76 Elite or Club 76 Free. Other benefits include exclusive 76ers gear and access to special ticket offers and events. For more information, go to sixers.com/joinclub76, email club76@76ers.com, or call 215-339-7676. 215-339-7676.
Tough one on the road for the Philadelphia 76ers as they fall 122-102 at the hands of the Dallas Mavericks. Hello all, Devon Givens again here on the Sixers postgame show live on the Sixers Radio Network as we get to the highlights from Dallas in the first quarter. J.J. Redick really getting things going. Again, very good start for J.J. Redick. A three-pointer and an and-one, 11-8. That will be for the Dallas Mavericks. But Ben Simmons had back-to-back layups and going strong to the basket.
Simmons attacking on Jackson, gets around him, goes to the basket, and lays it up and good. Ben Simmons, a little awkward there at the end with the sidestep and the contact with Justin Jackson, but he gets it. He's got 4.
That was the first lead for Philadelphia at 12-11 after the made basket by Simmons. Again, then Jalen Brunson with the full-court layup to make it 16-12. Ben Simmons once again pushing the rebound, pushing the pace, getting a layup to make it 17-16. J.J. Redick continues his hot shooting in the first quarter with another three-pointer to make it 20-16. But also, not just that one, one to close out the quarter for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Just under 31 points per first quarter. They're right on line. And obviously, if they score here, they'll hit that number or more. As Redick shoots the three and does exactly that, knocking down his third tray of the opening quarter. Sixers by 5, 32-27.
Almost as if Tom McGinnis could see that one coming. J.J. Redick made it 32-27 with his three-pointer right there. He finished the quarter with 12 points, 4 of 5 from the field, 3 of 3, perfect from behind the three-point line. The Sixers, after one, up 32-27 in the second quarter. J.J. Redick continues his hot shooting to make it 34-31, but the Villanova product really got things going for the Dallas Mavericks.
Here's J.J. lost the ball. It goes right to Dorian Finney-Smith, to Kleber, to Brunson, right side three ball, and that's good. Jalen Brunson with 5 in a row.
Before that one, that was a layup for Jalen Brunson, as Tom McGinnis talked about, pushing the fast break, getting into the middle of the floor. No one stops him. Gets the layup, followed by that three-pointer to make it 60-48. Dallas at that point, Dirk Nowitzki, he just keeps on going. Hey, no matter what his age is, the man can flat-out shoot. And here is his lone three-pointer on the night.
Nowitzki around, and good. He got it.
at 3 seconds to go in the first half. 68-50. Brunson to Nowitzki. Dallas by 18.
Momentum shot right there for Dirk Nowitzki. Got the nice bounce, 68-50 at the break for Dallas at home. They continue to start off the third quarter right away as Justin Jackson scores things for the Dallas Mavericks to continue to push that lead, of course, for the Dallas Mavericks to make it a 20-point advantage for Dallas. James Ennis, again, starting in place for a resting Jimmy Butler with the back issue, gets a strong, strong dunk.
9 to shoot on the reset. Harris backing out on Powell to the corner. Ennis driving down the lane. Right hand jam. Nice job by James Ennis.
His lone basket on the night. He finished the night with 4 points. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 0 of 2 from deep. 1 of 6 from the field in 21 minutes and 47 seconds. But you know he's going to give you a lot of energy. The athleticism will come into play. And finishes like that will certainly help ignite the Philadelphia 76ers going forward. Tobias Harris on the night again. 25 points and scored a variety of different ways. This one from the mid-range area.
Here's Tobias Harris with a pull-up on the wing for the Sixers. And that's good. He's really helped the Sixers bolster their offense here in the third. 18 total now for Tobias in the game, and it's 79-66.
Showing the versatility of scoring for the wingman for the 76ers. That made it 79-66 Dallas. At the end of three, up again by 20 points, were the Dallas Mavericks, 97-77. And really, J.J. Redick makes it 100-92 with a three-pointer for Philadelphia as things started to really pull away for the Dallas Mavericks. And Brett Brown decided to rest his guys, but Dorian Finney-Smith puts a capper on the night.
Back to McConnell, baseline right, pulled up 17-footer from the wing, no good. Ooh, and they get a run out. Here's Dorian Finney-Smith, a right-hand throwdown.
109-87 after that basket by the wing player out of Florida. 122-102 is the final on the night. Dallas wins, making their record now 31-46. Good wins for them back-to-back as, again, the season comes to a close for them in the NBA, in the Western Conference, in the Philadelphia 76ers with 5 more games to go. One more on this short 3-game road trip in Atlanta on Wednesday, taking on those Atlanta Hawks who have 2 wins already over Philadelphia, led by former 76ers assistant coach Lloyd Pierce, doing a nice job with that young Atlanta Hawks team. They will be ready for the Sixers on Wednesday. They do play tomorrow, but you know they'll get up for a game against Philadelphia after having the success that they, in fact, have had. T.J. McConnell led the bench unit with 15 points on 7 of 10 shooting, 3 rebounds, 1 assist in 16 minutes and 57 seconds. Mike Scott, he struggled a little bit tonight from the field overall, 1 of 5 shooting, 0 of 4 from deep. Did add 7 rebounds to go along with his 4 points in 22 minutes and 51 seconds. Boban Marjanovic, 16 of run, 1 of 4 from the floor for his 5 points. Zaire Smith getting a little bit of action tonight, the Texas native, 9 minutes and 45 seconds. Only 1 shot attempt, a layup opportunity at the basket, but he was going so fast when he received the basketball from T.J. McConnell. Kind of lost his balance trying to get the shot up, but good to see him out there, an extended role, if you will, for the 76ers, and seeing if we have an opportunity to get a glance at him in these next few games from time to time to see where Brett Brown may like to see him overall. Ben Simmons with 17 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 of 15 from the field, 7 of 11 from the free throw line in 31 minutes and 31 seconds, 3 block shots, 5 assists, as we pointed out, 3 turnovers on the night for the second year All-Star point guard. Jonah Bolden starting in place of an resting load management Joel Embiid. Career night against Minnesota. Tough one in the second run for him on this road trip. 1 of 6 from the field. Missed every shot from the three-point area. 0 of 4 for the rookie big man for his 2 points, 7 rebounds, and close to 30 minutes of run on the evening. Again, 76ers, 12 turnovers on the night. Not a huge number, but they did give up 18 points off of those miscues. Struggled from deep, 6 of 33 from the field for 18% on the night for Philadelphia. Got to the free throw line 32 times, converting 24 for their 75%. 36 of 93, struggling from the field on this night, 38.7% to the 46.9% for the Dallas Mavericks, who also made 6 more three-pointers than the Philadelphia 76ers on this night. So hopefully they can bounce back and get a victory against the Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday. That is a 7:30 tip live from State Farm Arena in Atlanta. And you can hear that, of course, right here on the Sixers Radio Network with Tom McGinnis on the call. Special thanks to Carl Namoli for engineering the game here back at the 97.5 The Fanatic Studios, the flagship station of the Philadelphia 76ers Radio Network, and Brian McLaughlin for the audio highlights on the evening. So for Brian Seltzer and Tom McGinnis, Carl Namoli, Brian McLaughlin, I'm Devon Givens. This has been the Sixers postgame show on the Sixers Radio Network, and once again, be back with you on Wednesday, live from Atlanta for the game against the Atlanta Hawks. If you're listening to the flagship station 97.5 The Fanatic, we will be back within the post in just a short time. So for all of us here at the Sixers Radio Network, have a great night. We will talk to you on Wednesday, live from Atlanta.
You've been listening to 76ers Rewind. Be sure not to miss new episodes the day after each game this season, all year long.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Win the battle of your musty, damp basement with an Easy Breathe ventilation system. Take charge of your indoor air. It's easy with basement ventilation to remove musty odors, pollutants, allergens, and airborne particles by 85%. An Easy Breathe ventilation system creates air exchanges for cleaner, fresher, healthy indoor air. And right now, get $250 off your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. Call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com today.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.